This is a summary of Israeli war crimes being committed in Palestine for the week ending 22 March 2005. Israeli occupation forces launch attacks in occupied Palestine. Here is a summary. 10 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children, are wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Construction of the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank has continued. More areas of Palestinian land were confiscated for this purpose, and Bethlehem has been separated from East Jerusalem. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank. The Israeli government approved a plan to build 3,500 housing units in Male Adumim settlement east of Jerusalem, contravening international law. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas. Houses were raided and at least 20 Palestinian civilians were arrested. A number of homes were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. They have imposed a comprehensive closure in occupied Palestine for the Jewish Purim. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current Intifada. Israeli occupation forces have also used a new checking set at Rafah International Crossing Point. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested a number of Palestinian civilians, and 2 Palestinian civilians were seriously wounded by Israeli occupation forces positioned at these checkpoints. Here is an introduction. Despite the Palestinian commitment to cease hostilities, which was further emphasized by Palestinian resistance groups in Cairo last week, Israeli occupation forces have disregarded understandings concluded with the Palestinian side and launched more attacks against Palestinian civilians in occupied Palestine. This week, human rights violations perpetrated by Israeli occupation forces, including shooting at Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, house raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law and humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank and confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose. They have continued to expand existing settlements at the expense of Palestinian land, and in an attempt to create irreversible effects on the ground, they had continued to complicate negotiations in the final status of Palestine. Contrary to Israeli official claims, Israeli occupation forces have continued to pose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, during which they opened fire at residential areas and raided and searched homes. 7 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children, were wounded, and 16 others were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. A house was also burnt, and a foreign journalist was injured in Baalein village north of Ramallah. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces conducted 3 military incursions into Khan Yunis, Gaza City, and Wali al-Saq village. They arrested 3 Palestinian children who apparently attempted to infiltrate into what is now called Israel to search for jobs. On 18 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces moved into Israel-controlled Al-Mawasi area in Khan Yunis and arrested a Palestinian civilian. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank areas. Israeli occupation forces resumed land leveling in the vicinity of Bilal ben Rabah Mosque and the northern entrance to Bethlehem for the purpose of construction of the section of the wall, which will close the main entrance to the town and separate it from Jerusalem. According to local sources, the construction of this section of the wall will isolate the northern part of the town and will restrict movement of its residents. They also started to raise more areas of Palestinian agricultural land in the Sarif village northwest of Hebron for the purpose of the construction of the section of the wall. On 22 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces moved into Dahrat al-Barid area north of East Jerusalem and resumed placing signs that determined the route of the wall. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. Israeli occupation forces have continued to confiscate areas of Palestinian land for settlement activities. This week, Israeli sources revealed that the Israeli government approved 2 plans to build 3,500 housing units between East Jerusalem and Male Adumim settlement in the east. These plans will practically expand the aforementioned settlement towards East Jerusalem and will prevent geographical continuity of the future Palestinian state. On 17 and 18 March 2005, Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian civilians and injured four of them, including three workers. Contrary to Israeli claims, Israeli occupation forces conducted, or rather have continued to impose, a tightened siege on occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. Since Wednesday morning, 23 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces imposed a comprehensive closure in occupied Palestine for the Jewish Purim. This closure will continue until Monday, 28 March 2005. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings of the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. They've also continued to close a number of roads and crossings in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current intifada. Israeli occupation forces have continued to pose a strict siege on Palestinian communities near Israeli settlements, causing more suffering to Palestinian civilians. On 19 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces informed 16 Palestinian families living near the Kisufim settlement road northeast of Khan Yunis that they would establish electronic gate in the area to control the movement of these families. Since the beginning of this month, Israeli occupation forces have used a special checking machine which causes health problems, particularly for pregnant women. Although the Palestinian side has rejected the use of this machine, Israeli occupation forces have continued to use it. On 22 March 2005, the Palestinian Ministry of Health issued a statement warning of health impacts of this checking set. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to pose a strict siege on Palestinian communities. They've also imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, they erected a number of sudden military checkpoints. They stopped and checked Palestinian civilians and arrested three people. Two Palestinian civilians, including one, were also injured by Israeli occupation forces positioned at military checkpoints. The full report of this may also be found at www.pchrgaza.org.